Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, in the studio also Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and our future mermaid, Jax. J-A-X is in the studio with us today. She's going to learn how to scuba dive. She's going to be my newest dive student. And we're going to get her in the water, get her certified, and then put a mermaid tail on her, do pictures, videos, whatever she'd like. Make her mermaid dreams come true. Turn her in to Ariel. It's always been on your, you know, like your bucket list, right?
Oh, definitely. I'm really, really, really excited.
Yeah. Now we're going to
deal. Am I going to die diving, though?
No. Okay, that cool. Would be bad.
Probably not.
Probably. Take it from CJ.
Our lawyers have to say probably not.
Yeah, but take it from CJ, who I trained.
I haven't
well.
Died once.
But not he once. Trained you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he had a near-death experience.
That's why I'm awesome.
But no. No, I actually taught CJ how to dive as well as Bubble Boy, both of them. So they are living.
Us goofing off together could still learn it.
You're in good hands.
And if you guys can do it, I can do it.
That's right.
That's right.
See, but we're here for inspiration.
Okay, if you say so.
We can do it. Anybody can do
well,
it.
Well, all that inspiration.
Just don't hold your breath.
I was just going to say these are living, breathing examples of what you could turn into.
Oh, great.
Wait a minute. That didn't quite work.
You could lose all your hair
okay,
and grow facial
hair. Okay, scratch that off my bucket list.
All right. Well, there's always a downside. We're going to talk about the issues of pressure because you brought that up in hour one. That was one of your issues as well as like critters like barracuda and that kind of thing. And we'll get into that in just a bit. But first, you know, you're meeting our group of divers here, Jax. But, you know, the diving community is a very friendly community. A very colorful community that I think you will fit in quite well. And one of the folks that we have on the phone right now will be a good introduction to what you can expect from other folks in the dive industry.
I would suggest that Bob Evans might be the most typical diver.
Most typical diver. He's the friendliest diver.
Almost every diver is exactly like Bob Evans.
You know, he's kind of out of this world, but he is on the phone, and he is the man behind Force Fins. Bob, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing really great. You know, I've discovered, I went to the ear doctor, and he told me the other day, he says, yeah. You're going to go deaf. I mean, don't worry about dying diving. You're going to go deaf before anything else. And
what
I'm so confused when people talk. I Bill, I thought he said Jack, but Jack Jakes or...
No, Jax.
Jax with an X.
No, this is Mermaid Jax we have in the studio with us today,
Bob. Oh, yeah. I was going to ask her if she had her toes licked. Then we could get into talking about force fins. But I'm getting really confused. You were talking about pressure, but yeah. I don't hear the word pressure. I hear the word pleasure.
But that's because you can't hear.
It's terrible. I mean, it's really confusing. You're getting these conversations and uh-huh. I think she's saying she's worried about the pressure, but then is it the pressure you're worried about or the pleasure of diving?
I would never be worried about the pleasure. Looking forward to the pleasure.
That's why we get into diving is for the pleasure.
Correct.
And many other things for that matter. But In this case,
we've got to take care of you. You've got to have the aquatic experience. There's no way I'm going to let you have a fin put on your beautiful little foot. I can just imagine how lovely you are, and tell you.
You should see her toes. They crave to be free.
We'll set you up. If you really want to be truly aquatic, I just got done watching Sylvia Earle's new movie called Mission Blue.
Ah, okay.
And her deepness, the only fin that she will use is a pair of ruby red tan Delta Force fins. So we'll get your foot size and your toes are free and clear so they can be licked by the ocean water, which is very nice. It's much better than having your foot stuck into some like dark cave.
That's right, because you know most fins are closed foot fins. All right,
yeah, all
Jax. So you've seen a scuba fin before or a snorkel
fin? She's got a list of four more things to be concerned about diving.
Oh my goodness.
She's like, wait a minute, what do you mean? I don't understand. Is this some kind of code? No, it's just talking about, well, you're wearing open shoe or open-toed
shoes.
Yeah, right now. So
Flippy-floppies.
You like your toes to be free.
Take them off. Oh, please do me a favor. I'm telling everybody, look, your foot's designed for walking on land. So leave it on land. And once you have a fin on your foot, it tells your brain the entire time you're in the water, you're walking. Who goes in the ocean to walk? You go in the water to swim, to feel free, to enjoy. It's the best experience anyone can have on this planet is getting into the ocean. But if a fin's, and I'm the only guy on this planet, this is the Achilles heel to every fin that's in the world. It's on your friggin' foot. It makes no sense. I'm really going to get on this kick habit situation. Like, kick the habit. Please, do me a favor. Hey, Greg, I watch your video. It's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
But all those people are kicking around with those fins on their feet. It looks. It just makes me want to cry.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, in a good way, though. They're tears of joy.
I want to help. I want to help all the scuba radio listeners. I have for years. And this is the time that when the new mermaid... I have a hard time. Is it J-A-X?
Yeah, correct. Like Jax.
Yeah, like Jax.
Jax.
But
oh, Jax, please, let me take care of you. We'll get you. Greg will give me your foot size. Yeah. I'll send you down a pair of fins, and you can start out having the aquatic experience. Because once you get on those other fins and you start walking through water, it's kind of hard to get a sense of freedom. It's kind of like getting hooked on cigarettes. It's just not going to work.
Yeah.
It's actually a lot more like getting hooked on phonics.
No, it's not like that at all.
Yeah, that too, Bill.
Yeah.
But that's not freedom.
Don't encourage him, Bob.
It may be more like a prophylactic.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But you know, the thing is, you know, having your toes free underwater, you know, having the water rush through them as opposed to being confined in a foot pocket, definitely, gives it a nice more
and
refreshing.
The foot cramps. I hired a gorilla from LA Zoo. I did a YouTube video about the whole idea about having a fin on the end of your foot. And then you know what the instructor tells you? Well, Greg won't tell you. He's going to tell you use force. They tell you when you get a cramp, go eat a banana. You know what eats bananas? I mean, come on. You don't need a banana to just wear the right fins and you won't get those cramps.
Can I even ask how you hire a
gorilla?
One of those?
A gorilla.
Yeah, how do you do
Not
this?
Not granola. Granilla. Gorilla.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll just leave it alone. But that's, you know, you just never know what you're going to get from Bob. And that's what makes him such a great guest.
I'll send you a link
okay.
With a gorilla.
All right. No problem. All right. Well, you know, but do you see what I'm saying, Jax? This is the kind of
every single diver colorful... is just like Bob.
No,
Evans.
No, he's out
oh,
of this world.
Oh, they're so interesting and fun.
Yeah.
Hi, Bob Evans.
That's what it is. It is about having
fun. That's why everybody jumps over when I'm on the boat. I'm up there all by myself. Where'd everybody go?
Overboard.
Yes. Well, yeah. You know, but it's a good thing. And
we love diving.
We love diving.
We love scuba radio.
We'll have to get her in some force fins.
I'm definitely going to be coming down that way this year, Greg. I've been looking over all the photos, Bill, all the trips, and I'm ready to. I've got to update my photo files.
Yeah, well, no doubt. Now, for a beginner diver like Jax or Sylvia Earls, which style of force fin are they diving with? What, like those ruby red ones? What are they?
Yeah, do I get those?
Well, what model?
You will have to beat up Sylvia Earle.
I'll just give you a Navy SEAL black.
Black. But what is that, the original Force Fan or the extra Force Fan? Or, you know, because you got all these.
Put it on the original, okay. Especially in warm water diving and feel free. I mean, she doesn't have to have the stiffness of the blade to know that she's
like
moving through the water.
That's
she's got the right instructor. It'll work out. Seriously, there's no way I'm going to let you get hooked on one of those fins hanging off the end of your cute little toes.
He knows you have cute toes just by your voice, Jax.
Because they're ruby red.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Her toes are ruby red.
I'll work on it.
Yeah. Well, Bob, I know you've been doing a lot of stuff, keeping busy and that kind of thing. And, I mean, we're not going to see you in New York, but we'll see you, on a dive trip soon, right?
Who knows? There's a lot of exciting things happening, and as the executive director of the Academy of Underwater Arts and Sciences, I might be back in New York and just kind of play every day as we come along. But if I'm back there, you're definitely going to see us.
Absolutely. Aforcefin.com. Go there. Find the Force Fin that fits your foot. They got a whole plethora of models for every type of diving you do. Check them out. Aforcefin.com. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
So here's some advice I wish I would have got when I was your age. Live every week like a shark week.
Now the party don't start till I dive in.
Jump in with your fins. We promise you won't get the fins today. We will play in an underwater way. Here we go with the show. Time to let those bubbles blow. Scuba Radio, oh, Scuba Radio, oh. Jump in with your fins. We promise you won't get the fins today. We will play in an underwater way. Here we go with the show. Time to let those bubbles blow with Scuba Radio, oh, Scuba Radio, oh.
That was awesome.
Yeah, you know, despite our best efforts, Jax is still here in the studio with us. You know, after introducing her to Bob Evans, I thought that'd be the final straw. She'd finally storm out in a huff. But she is holding her own. She's sticking around.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
I hit her keys, Greg.
Okay, that's what it is.
Don't worry, we'll drive her away.
She's being held captive. She has no way to leave, I guess.
Yeah, really, the best way to make someone leave is to give them the best fins in the world for free for showing up on the radio show.
Yeah, well, I just thought, you know, all the people here in the studio.
All
you,
the toe-licking references made by Bob Evans.
I'm always accepting free fins.
Okay, free fins, you're a fan of those. All right. And so, you know, toe-licking, free fins, you're willing to compromise is what you're saying.
Yeah, there's a middle ground there.
Yeah? Okay. Just trying to find out where those boundaries are. But that's fine. We just wanted to give you a little taste of all.
Sometime later when she says, what kind of a girl do you think I am? I think we're starting to lay some groundwork here.
She's girl that likes free fins. And that's a good thing. All right. So, you know, you've been exposed to more of the dive industry than you probably should. But you see.
The more exposure to come.
We like to have fun. Though, right?
Yeah, that's, you guys are a blast, a party.
Well, that's what it's about. It's about having fun, hanging out with your dive buddies at the Tiki Bar after the day of diving. You know, sometimes we'll be able to talk actually about diving at some point once you get to that point.
You know, she had questions, though.
She did have some questions about pressure, and that's what we want to get into. Now, CJ is a perfect example, a living and breathing example of what pressure can do in a negative way. Because he went down.
What are you talking about?
He had an ear bear trauma, and
I burst my left eardrum.
Yeah, and you know that has to do with
you know why? Because I was having such a good time and I wanted to get down so badly.
Yeah,
so and that's exactly how he did it. No, he went down badly.
I thought that I cleared and I didn't. I was really new, and I thought I cleared my right ear, cleared my left ear, didn't, and I said, "Heck with it." And I went down anyway. It wasn't super deep. It was like maybe 40, 50 feet.
Right.
And I was okay until later on, boy.
It came back to haunt you. We had that happen to
I missed
one
a
of the
whole
people.
Night of drinking.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And so, why didn't you drink to make it better?
Let that be a lesson. I was in intense pain. There's no way.
But you know, most of the time, if you end up having an incident like that, that it'll heal itself after a few weeks. You need to go to the doctor.
I mean,
clear before you go down.
Clear before you go down.
Got
correct.
It.
And clear, we mean equalize because the pressure from the water.
Creates, she's just practicing.
Can you do it? I saw you grabbed your nose.
Yeah, grab your nose.
And you just blow against it. So you already know this technique.
Yeah, airplanes, kind of same thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Look, she's way ahead of the curve. Have you been studying?
It is very similar to airplanes, except for Leslie Nielsen never shows up when you're scuba diving.
But if your buddy
all be winners. Sorry.
But if your buddy is an inflatable pilot,
there is one plus to blowing your eardrum out, and that is you don't have to hear Greg's horrible parody songs.
What?
Oh, so after you do that, you can't hear.
Can't hear them at all. Well, you can hear, but they're very muffled.
It's nice.
What are you trying to say?
Huh?
Nothing.
Yeah.
You're great.
Yeah, thanks. Huh? Anyway, so you know about equalization. That's just kind of figured that was the case.
Because she's a grown-up.
Most people didn't know that. So what's your issue about the pressure? Just going down underwater and thinking, oh, my God.
You just don't want to go down too fast. I guess.
Actually, going down really doesn't affect you too much.
Except for that CJ's injury happened on the way down.
Well, I mean.
But it wasn't because I went down too fast. It was because I didn't clear.
It's correct. Just clear first, then go down.
Yeah, or you just do it every foot or two. You know, just whatever you're comfortable with. The idea is when you're going down and you're equalizing, you don't want to feel any pain at all.
Okay.
And so you equalize before you get to that point where you're starting to feel, you know, pain in your ears.
Do you have to do it more than once?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
Okay. A lot. Yeah. I do a lot.
But it's easy to do. And what you just did by holding your nose and blowing against it gently, that's how you loosen up you exercise your eustachian tubes.
I start practicing days before.
Eustachian tubes are those.
Loosen up.
Those are the spaces in your ears that you're trying to equalize. That's what that is
your
making
equilibrium.
That. Yeah.
Not to be confused with the crustacean tubes.
That's where you store crawfish.
Yeah,
which are delicious.
And lobster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for later. She's looking at us like, what is he talking about?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, get used to it.
That where I tilt my head to the side like, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, no, but you got to, you know, loosen up or limber up, you know, those eustachian tubes. And the more you practice at the surface, like you were just doing, the easier it will be underwater.
Once you get to be my age, those eustachian tubes hang down right by down your knee.
You do it enough.
Just loose, dangling the there.
Some divers do it enough, they get to the point where they don't even have to hold their nose. They can just do it. Just because they kind of know and can move their jaw around slightly, or, you know, when you yawn. Yes. When you're in an airplane, that's another way to do it as well. It's tough to yawn underwater sometimes.
Yeah, but when you're gearing up, like CJ was talking about, to practice, I listen to Greg. I have Greg on tape reading the newspaper to me.
Instant yawn. And, yeah, that'll do it every time. So that's how you deal with the pressure. And as long as you keep that in check, you're fine. But you have other questions about like being so deep, like 20 feet versus 100 feet? Because honestly, it doesn't feel any different at all.
Oh,
so there you go.
No, and in fact,
if that's a concern,
when would you start? So right when you go down, you just start
5 feet underwater.
Yep,
3 feet underwater. Yeah,
you know that feeling when you dive down to the deep end of a pool and your head feels like it's going to implode. It's the same thing. If you would equalize at 10 feet, you would eradicate that problem, and you could get down to the bottom of the pool and clear your eustachian tubes.
Got you.
And it wouldn't hurt anymore. But most people don't realize they can
most
do that.
Most people actually dive down to the deep end.
You blow your eardrum out?
No.
You don't blow it out.
No.
Well, it's just gentle pressure, just enough to clear it. The blowing out is not doing that.
You'll feel it. You'll feel it.
Okay, but you wouldn't feel the hurt until later because you didn't do it and you didn't feel the hurt till later,
yeah.
Right?
Well, what happens is
the moral of the story is don't be like me.
Yeah, if you don't
equalize. There's a lot of stories where that's the moral.
Well, yeah. That was a good lesson because, man, I've been a pro since then.
Yeah. So that'll
never happen again.
That's right.
So I'll do that too.
Yeah, it's unfortunately, it can happen, but it's, if you're aware of it and just keep it in mind, you won't have a problem. And
Matter of fact, since then, that was what? Seven years ago.
Yeah.
I've completely forgotten about it until Greg brings it up every week.
Yeah, well, that's just what I do. We want, don't be like CJ. Do the right thing and equalize.
There first.
Yeah. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the dive master, Bill, the producer, Jimmy, the bubble boy, CJ, and also our diver in training now, Mermaid Jax, in the studio. We're about to set her loose here. She's had enough of us. We can't keep her through the whole show.
I can't stay captive that long, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Untie her!
Here's your keys back.
All right, there you go. All right, you're good to go. You're clear.
Aw, I learned how to clear today. That's what I learned.
That's right. And not to be afraid of barracuda.
Yeah, because they just hover.
I still am afraid of barracuda.
Yeah?
They are just freaky.
Sharks, no. Barracudas, yes.
No, they're just intimidating.
Cover up the shiny stuff.
That's right. That can't hurt.
I can't cover up my whole head.
That's right.
Well, you can. You can wear a hood.
Oh, yeah, I do have one of those.
Well,
it's never cold enough, though.
Never cold enough for a hood?
No,
really?
Not where we go.
Well, yeah, if it takes your head off, you don't use that anyway, so.
True.
Yeah.
You make a good point.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Greg.
just what I do.
What an awesome guy.
He's so nice.
Yeah. As she mentioned at the commercial break, she goes, Greg, scuba divers are whack.
A little wacky.
Yeah, yeah. But in a good way, right?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love a good whack?
We get a little weird when... what?
Hello!
We get a little weird when we haven't been in the water a while.
That's
Greg,
right.
Greg doesn't have an excuse because he's diving all the time.
Well, no, he's going to be dry for a little while.
But those of us that haven't been down in a while, start getting a little crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and I thought it was coffee. No, you're right. It's water withdrawal.
Yeah, withdrawal from the water.
Mm-hmm.
Must have salt water. Must go down. Warn others.
Yeah, we're whacked. All right, but in a good way. So welcome to the family.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Welcome to the underwater
welcome
community.
Welcome to the jungle.
Okay.
Or underwater?
We have fun and
fun
games.
And games.
We do have that.
The underwater jungle.
Okay, if you say so.
Work with me.
Boy, we are so whacked. But she's going to hang in there, and hopefully we haven't scared you away from this underwater world as well. We got plenty more coming up. Stick around. We're still just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba, scuba, scooby, dooby, dooba. Here we go, scuba. Come on.
Okay, I want to say, when I am in the States, I listen to Scuba Radio. The first radio devoted to diving.
Yes, it is. Andre. I remember that guy. I wonder what ever happened to him. You know, it's been a while. You know, he's out there diving the Caribbean somewhere. I have no doubt about it. All right, so we've sent Jax on her way to go back to her surface life.
Oh, now we can talk about her?
I'm still here.
So. Damn it.
What do you mean? Yeah, she's a very nice young lady.
She's a great kid.
How she's related to you, is anybody's guess.
I don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
I don't either.
They're like twins. What are you talking about?
She's like a twin if a twin had been cut off of you.
Yeah, she's a good kid. I got a lot of nieces.
She's very elven, though. I mean, she's a very slight girl.
Elven?
Elven.
Like Elvis?
No.
Thank you very much.
Like an elf.
Like an elf.
Like she makes crackers in a tree?
Yes, she makes crackers in a
tree. Leaf clovers.
What the hell accent was that supposed to be?
That was a leprechaun.
Yeah, well, she's, yeah that I was, guess that's
that
not
was a
really
leprechaun.
A leprechaun.
Well, I don't
know. Nice.
A leprechaun.
She'll be a nice addition to the scuba diving community. And the fact that she put up with our nonsense just goes to show that she is a fine candidate.
And she's got a good radio voice.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Kind of smoky.
Kind of smoky? All right. Well, she's going to do some spray tan party. And I think I got to do this. You know, what she was alluding to, you missed this earlier, CJ, but in hour one, I mentioned I got to go under the knife on Monday. Have some skin
finally
cancer.
Getting a lobotomy?
I've already been there, done that. No, this is, I got a little minor skin cancer I got to have cut off again. I am a walking poster boy.
We don't want to know where it is, Craig. Where?
For Reef Safe Sun Care products. Trust me on this. Wear your sunscreen. And because this is really irritating from the standpoint that I got to stay dry for the next few weeks. Because I got to get.
So you'd be like a normal person.
Yeah.
You'd be like us. Well, we can't dive every week.
No, it's actually a little worse than that because they've started making them wear the cone.
No, you can't scratch behind his ear.
Oh, you're hilarious. But no. The truth is that I got to do this, and it's really irritating, and it's not something you want to have to deal with. So wear the sunscreen. But maybe one of the other solutions is getting having a scuba radio spray tan party.
You should totally do that
for all the divers. I mean, and then before our next dive trip, you know, maybe we won't be the epitome of physical specimens on the muscle side of things.
Oh, she can do sculpting, she said. She
well, that's what I'm saying.
Abs.
We can paint them on.
Yep.
Yeah.
And maybe we
I
can
have
talk
the largest six-pack ever.
But she said she doesn't do dudes, so.
Yeah.
I'm sure she knows someone. Or we could practice on ourselves.
She doesn't spray tan.
You keep practicing on your own self, Bill.
Can I ask a question?
Okay.
I mean, a serious question about it. I mean, are these basal cell carcinomas, is that what they're taking off of you? Do they have a reason why you have so many? I mean, because I think it's because you used to be out in the sun.
Yes, I looked like a, you know, like a immigrant. I don't know, what did I look like? A little Mexican boy.
No, wait. When you were a kid,
I did. I looked very.
Every summer, you were just tan, I did.
When you were a kid. Then it's not from diving. It's just from a long time ago.
Long. Right? I mean, because that's the thing. You know,
well, because
30 years, it'll take 20, 30 years for skin cancer usually to kick in, if not longer than that. So yeah, it was. You know, it was when I was stupid and young and had no clue that any of that was having a factor.
Nobody did. I mean, when we were kids.
Well, yeah, but I'm very fair skinned, as you see.
Yes.
Now, I mean, literally
translucent, Greg.
You know, when we were in the Bahamas with the guys from Scuba Nation, they were using me as their white balance. So, you know, I mean, there's pluses to that as well.
I mean, there are. I mean, when you go to see the cardiologist, he can just look at your chest.
Wow.
That's really
And
cruel.
We can always find Greg at night when we lose him in a parking lot.
But not if I have a spray-on tan. Maybe that's the solution.
How far can you go? Could I turn myself into an African-American?
I don't see why not.
Why not?
They have different shades. That would be cool.
I would assume they do, but I guess
Webster.
I don't know. She was saying on the way out the
because why
tan,
stop at like normal tan? Why not go crazy?
I don't really understand how that stuff works anyway, though.
What?
It obviously stays on.
It's like a stain. It's like a skin stain, is what it's like.
Yeah.
Couldn't I just smoke a ton of cigarettes and turn my skin that orange?
You would think that would be one solution.
Actually, I think we would all have to smoke a ton of cigarettes and just blow the smoke on you, and then you'd be like a ham. You'd be cured.
Yeah, but
all right.
The downside would be that, other than it'd probably kill you,
and us.
It would cut down on your air consumption. You'd suck down your air tank too quick. So,
yeah,
we don't want to do that.
Not good.
But, you know, would the salt water rub that? Wouldn't it just wash off? It wouldn't just wash off underwater, one of those spray on
not if it came from within.
They don't spray you, and then you jump in the water.
Well, it sits on you for a little while.
Yeah. I mean, it gets absorbed. The idea is for it to get absorbed into your skin.
How about...
That sounds healthy.
I have a genius idea.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You turn your wetsuit inside out, apply this stuff, then you put your wetsuit on.
Mm-hmm. Then you lay in the sun.
Then you automatically apply it. When you put your wetsuit on, it's all on the inside. And then when you take it off, you're tan.
Damn. That is the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
And it won't wash off.
Wait. I have something better and dumber.
No.
Don't do this when you go in the water. Yeah. Just do it and lay in the sun and bake it onto your skin.
He never made it to the water.
Yes, like an enamel.
Yes.
Okay. Or a crust. Kind of a crusty kind of...
Like, salt. Like you're making a steak.
It's like Porky Pig with you. When you realize you can't say a word, just say another word. A knit crust.
I would like to call that genius myself.
Oh, boy.
Anyway...
What about barbecue sauce? That would make you look tan.
Wabbits.
Barbecue sauce would be, but it'd be sticky, and then everybody would want to eat me.
And you're suggesting they don't already.
And scene.
Anyway, I don't know.
I love our community theater radio.
I think we're just back to sunscreen.
Yeah.
I guess there's no real solution.
Apply liberally.
Yeah. But, I don't know, the spray-on tan thing,
Greg doesn't
do
anything liberally.
Fabio. It could turn you into Fabio in an instant.
Except for the hair.
Flabio.
Wig. Wear a wig. That could work. But, I don't know. Yeah, just get the sunscreen.
Crabio.
That's the bottom line. So where are we going diving? I will tell you.
My bathtub.
Now, Bill, you know about Bugfest. Are you going to come down to Bugfest now? CJ and Jimmy.
I'm in.
Have already said they're coming.
When is it again?
July.
End of July, right? Like that.
In July.
Yeah. The last Wednesday, Thursday of July.
Okay. I'm in.
And that is Florida spiny lobster season. And we're going to go down to Pompano Beach and snag the lobsters. We're going to Lauderdale by the Sea. You've been there, yeah.
I've been fired by Jean-Michel Cousteau at Lauderdale by the Sea.
That's true. He did. He asked me to fire Bill. Actually,
he didn't
several
ask,
times.
He demanded.
Fire that! Who is that guy?
Why?
I told a joke as he was coming up onto the stage.
Uh-oh.
And so he's getting up to stage, and I told a joke. Like, I'm filling time. We're at Ocean Fest. I'm doing my job, telling a stupid joke, filling time. He gets to the microphone, and his very first words are, "Fire the producer."
Yeah.
Jean-Michel Cousteau, thank you very much.
Yeah,
and here I am. 13 years later.
Yeah, what was that quote-unquote joke?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I'm sure it probably involved a French accent.
He didn't know that Greg doesn't pay Bill.
Yes, there we are.
He can't be fired.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
You can't fire me. I quit.
You can't fire me. I'm a volunteer.
Yeah, well, anyway.
We can get a restraining order, though.
You know the French. They have no sense of humor.
Ah, so. The French.
Ah, the French.
Yeah, good times. But anyway, we'll try to recreate that magic or some resemblance of it at Bugfest in July, and you'll be able to join us as well. If you just do a search for Bugfest on Google, it'll pop up. But it's Lauderdale by the Sea, and I want to say, oh, it's bugfestbythesea.com is the website.
Greg, that was great. Can you do it one time when you emphasize the word in and in July?
He doesn't say anything.
What did he say?
Can you say in July?
In July?
There you go.
In July. What the hell's wrong
that
with you?
That was great. Carry on.
Undulate.
An ungent.
Yes,
is that where you're going with
you're
this?
You're pungent.
I have no idea.
He's directing.
Yeah?
I think he's assuming that this is recorded and we can edit all this garbage out.
Yeah, well, this will cut all this out.
Yeah, yeah. It's going out. It's on the cutting room
cut
floor.
Cut out make.
Scuba Radio.
Take two.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
get down, get down.
Got to
get down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and CJ in the studio here today. Just reminiscing about some fun dives, some dives we're going to do with some lobster hunters. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go bag some bugs in July. We're thinking that far out. But there's a lot of things coming up before then. We got Beneath the Sea, by the way, at the end of this month. And we'll have the entire Scuba Radio crew out there, that being me, myself, the Scuba Cowboy, and, well, a bunch of mermaids. So that's the whole crew as far as I'm
concerned.
So
not us.
No.
Yeah, I looked at Bill, and he had a puzzled look on his face, and I thought, this is the first I've heard of it.
No, you guys are welcome to come. I encourage you to come to Beneath the Sea. It's the largest diving event for consumer dive world in the Northeast.
Is that where Marty McFly's parents met?
I believe so. I believe so.
That was excellent.
Thank you.
That was excellent, CJ.
I don't know what that means. So I'm going to just go to Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
Hold on.
What? Jerry the diver guy is standing by.
We're going to go to Jerry in just a minute.
Okay.
But you right
now. Beneath the Sea.
Beneath the Sea was the name of the dance in Back to the Future.
Oh, right. Now
thank you, Bill.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay. Michael J. Fox played Johnny B. Good. Right. I got it. Now I get it.
Holy cow. Yeah. For Chuck Berry's cousin.
Yeah. Marvin Berry.
All right. Marvin Berry.
Jerry the diver guy, he didn't get that reference till you explained it, right, Jerry? Back me up. Just say yes.
Yeah.
There you go. See, that's the kind of buddy Jerry the diver guy is. He always has your back. And but what's going on with you today, buddy? Is it cold up there? Is it snowing up in North Carolina? That's where you are, right?
West by God, Virginia.
Oh, Virginia, right. Why did I say North Carolina? Because I don't remember. It's somewhere up there by the Beneath the Sea dance. They're having one of those tonight there, maybe. Maybe that's what it is.
It's between North Carolina and West Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah, I should put it that way.
Well, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, he's actually in Virginia.
Yes.
Not in West Virginia, in Virginia.
Okay. So, is it
winter,
snowing?
Winter, chicken dinner.
You're done with that, huh? Or is it still going on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're done.
Well, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
well.
Yeah, well, no. It's a secret.
What are you doing? Are you just staying warm by, sipping on that spring water up there in Virginia? Sounds like it. That's what I'm starting to think, which ain't a bad thing.
Well,
yeah?
I've stayed warm all winter. Let's just put it that way.
Okay, he's stable.
Winter has dragged on.
It has dragged on. You got a little bit of cabin fever. You're ready to go do some diving. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am out.
You're out.
I'm done with this.
Okay. He is done with winter. So why don't you just get in the row or, get on in your truck, head on down south, come on and do some diving or hop on a plane and go down to the Caribbean or something. Yeah?
Well, I'm going to New York.
Oh, you're going to go to Beneath the Sea. See, I told you our whole crew's going to be there. Jerry the diver guy is going to come up then. Right. That's right.
Jerry, there's no shame in peeing in your wetsuit.
I got my package, so...
To stay warm.
I didn't know if I should tell Bill and him about it, but, they get jealous.
Yeah, well, I don't know why they'd be jealous of your package, but what is the... But I guess if they are, that's a good thing for you.
Don't make him prove that there's a reason for us to be jealous of his package. Do not force that man to prove anything.
Okay. Well, are you saying you have some spring water you're planning to bring up there to the Beneath the Sea show to, to stay warm?
Do you need me to?
Hey, it never hurts. You know, the spring water from Virginia is healthy,
right? It's refined. It is refined.
It is refined, and that New York water. I don't know. It's Jersey water. That's even worse, isn't it? You got to be careful. So you might need to bring some of that, with you. I don't know.
There's one word which goes really when you think of that Virginia clear spring water. Smooth.
Yeah, I think
smooth.
So. That's true. But what kind of package are you talking about? Seriously, what are you referring to?
There? Because he's signed up for Beneath the Sea.
Oh, I've got a few things lined up.
Oh, that you're going to...
I got a few. I guess we hit New York wide open.
Okay, got it.
The dive show.
Yeah. We're going to head up there. We got some people to see and divers to chat to. And you're going to join our crew and paint the town. Head up to the Big Apple there for a day or two.
Yeah, we're getting a little old. We now paint it salmon.
Paint it green.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, we don't paint it... Don't paint it red.
It's more of a lavender.
Paint it salmon.
Yeah.
Are you going to go diving in the sewers?
For alligator?
Yeah.
It's always been on my list, CJ.
I would be so impressed if you brought back an alligator and said, I caught this in the sewers of New York. I'd be like, damn.
I wouldn't want to catch it. I would just want to,
pet it?
Yeah.
How are you going to mount it on the wall?
Take pictures. Leave only bubbles.
Right there in the sewer. What?
Or you can help restock. because they're from Florida. So bring them some alligator, little babies, and then come back and visit them in 10 years. See how big they got.
Well, you got that. So
it's all about the wildlife, Greg. I'm just trying to keep it real.
Yeah, if you say so. All right. Well, Jerry, we'll look for you up there in Jersey there in a few weeks. There, it's going to be here before we know it, right? I'm looking forward to it. Are you?
I hope
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. As long as it doesn't snow, I'll be happy.
All right. Well, you know, that has happened before when we've been up there at the end of March. It's kind of a crapshoot there at Secaucus there in New Jersey.
Where actually, that is the town motto. Secaucus. It's kind of a crapshoot.
Yeah. That's
isn't
true.
That where they have the insane asylum?
Sure.
Check yourself into Secaucus.
Well, it'll be a bunch of divers in the exposition center at the Meadowland, so that's pretty insane. That's about as close as it comes. But yeah, the weather's good. It might be snow, it might be sunny, you never know, but it's always a good time. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better.
Now it's weather.
Good night, everybody.
Each little snail, you know how to wail here. That's why it's hot, 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 hot. Yeah, we in love here, now we in fun here. I'm gonna see.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.